Edmonton, Alberta's United Conservatives secured a majority government in Monday's provincial election. The Progressive Conservatives, one of the parties that merged to create the UCP, held power in the province for more than 40 years before the NDP upset in 2015 led to changes in the political landscape. Here's a look at Alberta elections over the past two decades. Progressive Conservatives, 2004. The PC Party, in power since 1971, returns to government under Ralph Klein. Klein, who has been premier since 1992, resigns after a leadership review in 2006. Ed Stelmach becomes party leader and premier. Progressive Conservatives, 2008. The PCs are elected under Stelmach. In 2011, Stelmach announces he is not seeking re-election and the party votes in Alison Redford as leader and premier. Progressive Conservatives, 2012. The party wins under Redford. The Liberals, who have been the official opposition since 1993, are replaced by the Wildrose Alliance Party. In 2014, Redford steps down after declining support and a controversy over spending. She is replaced by Dave Hancock on an interim basis. Former federal conservative cabinet minister Jim Prentice then becomes leader and premier. Wildrose leader Danielle Smith crosses the floor with eight other party members to join the PCs. Alberta New Democratic Party, 2015. The NDP under Rachel Notley forms government for the first time in Alberta history. The Wildrose Party continues as the opposition and the PCs are relegated to third place. Prentice resigns on election night. In 2017, the Wildrose and the PCs joined to form the United Conservative Party. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister Jason Kenney is voted in as UCP leader. United Conservative Party, 2019. The UCP is elected and the NDP forms the opposition. In 2022, after a dismal leadership vote, Kenney announces he's stepping aside and Smith replaces him as leader and premier. United Conservative Party, 2023. The UCP is re-elected under Smith, but its traditional base of support in Calgary is eroded by Notley's NDP. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 30, 2023. The Canadian Press.